think about why we're here, and just let the time around us settle our hearts. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining at the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
We are on holy ground as we come. We're on holy ground, in my opinion, anywhere we are on this wonderful earth that God has given us. I know there's some places that we go that we really know that we're on holy ground. There's just that moment in time that's just, wow, God's here, we're here. And hopefully this is one of those times. Holy ground, this is holy ground.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy. Holy. This is
just instruments. Join us. These are holy lips.
These are holy lips. He's given us holy lips. He speaks through these lips, and so these lips are holy. These are holy lips. He's given
Good morning, and welcome to worship at Trinity United Church Summerside. If you are new or visiting, please sign the welcome sheet at the back of the church. Following the service, join us in the auditorium for coffee and conversation. For information on services or on the life and work of Trinity, please log into the Trinity United Church Summerside website. The address is at the top of your bulletin. We wish to thank all those taking part in our service today, including our sound and screen technicians, greeters, those taking up collection, readers, and the choirs. Please review the information in the bulletin noting meetings and events at Trinity, including the following. Tuesday. Tuesday is Shrove Tuesday, so there's a pancake supper serving from 4 to 6. The Christian Life and Growth Group are looking for donations of pancake mix and syrup. And all money goes to the Guatemala. March 6th, Wednesday, 10 to 11 a.m. in the parlor is the rescheduled inaugural meeting of the Trinity Coffee Tea Chat, TCTC. Our first star and guest, would the real Reverend Bob come on down? Please join us, come see what makes him tick, watch for upcoming guests on the last Wednesday of every month. On Wednesday also is the Ash Wednesday service from 6:45 to 7:15 here in the sanctuary. On March 9th and 23rd, Feed My Sheep breakfasts. March 12th, service at Andrews Lodge, and they're looking for singers, so come on out. Following the worship service will be, on March 17th, will be the annual congregational meeting. The annual reports are available at the back of the church and at the side entrance here for your review. Please take one and read of the life, work, and volunteers of Trinity United Church. During the March break, there's going to be a two-day March break day camp for youth 11 to 15. For additional information, see Gwen. On March 24th at 2 p.m. here at Trinity, in the Trinity United Church Concert Series, we'll play host to a variety concert featuring such performers as Nathan Wiley, Juliet Squarebriggs, Party Mix, and Logan Maddox. For more information or for advance tickets, call Wendell or drop by the church office. The senior choir invites singers to join us for the Lenten Holy Week and Easter session to prepare the anthems of hope, sorrow, promise, assurance, joy, forgiveness, and the list continues. The music takes us through a range of emotion and carries us through a Lenten journey to the resurrection promise. We look forward to having you with us, so any questions, please talk to Louise. The Dr. C. Duane Mullins Memorial Scholarship applications are available in the church office, the CD office, or at the welcome desk at the back. Information on the scholarship is in the bulletin, and the deadline for applications is March 31st. Camp Abigood is holding their annual meeting on Wednesday, March 13th at North Bedeck United Church. The meeting starts at 6 and all are welcome. Camp Abby is hiring for the summer 2019 for all positions, including director, assistant director, program coordinators, counselors, and cook. See the Camp Abby website or the Camp Abby Facebook for more details. Congratulations to all those who took part in the Canada Games in Red Deer, Alberta, PEI. PEI finished tied for 9th overall with 1 silver and 1 bronze medal. Dear friends, it was a delightful surprise to receive this week a binder filled with cards and photos from our time at Trinity. Our hearts were warmed by the many kind words. We thank you for your generosity and friendship. We especially thank Carolyn and Louise who put the binder together. Although I am enjoying the rhythm and changes of my new job, I miss our Trinity community. We are always glad to hear from you at any time. Our whole family wishes you continued blessings with deep gratitude, Andrew and Janet. There will be a brief congregational meeting after worship on March 10th, that's next Sunday, to approve requested changes to the Joint Needs Assessment Report by the Regional Council Pastoral Relations Committee. The members of the search committee have been named. They are Kelly D'Augustine, Sandra Gisarvi, Beth McEwen, Karen McLean, John White, Paul Campbell, Arnie Windsor, and Duncan McKillop as the chair. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Lord our God is the ruler of all creation. God is just, merciful, gracious, and slow to anger. We give thanks that God forgives our sin.
Set the church.
You may be seated. All of our Methodist ancestors are looking at us and saying, what are they doing? Let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. God of mystery and wonder, the glory of your presence dazzles us like the sun and overshadows us like a cloud. Your love challenges us, strengthens us, and transforms us. May we love and serve you in all that we are and do. Glory be to you, O God of wonder. In Jesus' name we pray as we sing. We prepare to listen for God's word as recorded in Holy Scripture. And the Spark Story Bible this morning is the story of the Transfiguration. And the story is found in Luke's Gospel, 9th chapter, beginning of the 28th verse.
Peter, James, and John were very excited. They were climbing a mountain with Jesus. Higher and higher they climbed, right to the top. Then they noticed something different about Jesus. Jesus' face and clothes were bright and shiny like the sun. Moses and the prophet Elijah were standing with Jesus, talking about God's promise to save the world. Peter couldn't believe his eyes. Suddenly, a cloud covered the mountain. A voice said, "This is my son. Listen to him." The voice was God. Peter, James, and John covered their faces. Then Jesus touched them. They peeked up. Everything was the same as it was before, even Jesus. On the way back down the mountain, Jesus, Peter, James, and John talked about God's promise, but they didn't tell anyone else what had happened on the mountain for a long time. Here ends the lesson. Thanks be to God.
I'm going to invite the kids to come up and all the people that are involved with our Sunday school to come up to the front. We have a new song today. It's about our awesome God. And as we prayed just a moment ago, God of mystery and wonder, the glory of your presence dazzles us like the sun and overshadows us like a cloud. We do have an awesome God. So I'm going to need everybody's help to do some actions once we kind of get through it a couple of times and learn it. And I'm going to leave the contemporary choir up here and they'll keep going and I'll help you with some actions. And it goes like this. We'll go right in. One, two, three.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Let's all try it. The words are on the screen. Our God.
Our God. Power and love, our God
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Good morning. I have sound. How are we this morning? Good. We're all warmed up from singing. Now can I get you guys to close your eyes and cover them up really tightly with your hands? Cover your eyes, not your mouth. Callie, your eyes. There you go. Have them really closed real tight. Can you see anything? If you can see something, close them tighter. Oh. Can you see darkness? Is it pretty dark? Is it pretty dark? All right, now open your eyes. No, you can keep your hands over to them. Yeah. Now you see light. If you uncover your eyes. There you go. And that's what happened on that mountain. They closed their eyes, and then when they opened them, Jesus was shining brightly. And God said, "This is my son, listen to him." Do you think they were excited or scared in that moment? Probably a little scared. I would have been. Yeah. But God gave them those words. He said, "This is my son. Listen to him." And did they? They did. Have you ever helped somebody understand something? Yeah. Okay. Very good. Have you ever taught anybody anything? Help somebody understand something? Maybe they didn't understand a math problem. Yeah? We can all do that. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was helping them understand. Yes, let's have a prayer before we go down. Dear God, thank you for light and dark times too. Help us to think about how much you love us, so much that you sent your son to come to earth to teach people more about you. And for all of the ways you love and care for us. Amen.
Since then we have such a hope. We act with great boldness, not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory, which was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when they hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds, but when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit.
Shine, Jesus, Shine is not a really new contemporary song. It's from the middle of the 1980s, which is actually old in some people's idea now. So there's a lovely chorus, and once you've heard it once, or if you've ever heard it before, please join, because it has that kind of feeling that you do want to sing. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Let us pray. Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine on the meditations of our hearts. Shine on the words of my mouth. Shine on our world and flood us with your presence, with your mercy, and with your grace. Transform us. Amen. Well, it is no secret, I think, that you know that I love the mountains. It was my love of the mountains that was able to get me to pay my way to go and spend 2 months with the people in Rundle Memorial in Banff, Alberta. The promise was if I worked with them in the morning and in the evening, I could have the afternoon off to ski. And they would buy me the ticket. And they did. You see, standing on a mountain has, I believe, a way, the capacity in a way to change how we see the world. And standing on a mountain has a way of transforming your perspective. But mountains are also dangerous places. They can be terrifying places. They have the capacity to kill you. I was skiing on Mount Tremblant when the fog descended, and I couldn't see a thing. And for a moment, I knew that a false step could cause injury to me, or if I stepped in someone else who could not see that was coming down the mountain, I could cause injury to them. And it was a terrifying moment. And so I know firsthand the terror that Peter, James, and John would have felt that day when they were on Mount Tabor with Jesus. But as permanent as mountains are, and as permanent as they may appear, mountaintop experiences are fleeting and temporary. We long for them to be lasting. But most of our life is lived on the plains and in the valleys. Now, I know you didn't come here this morning to hear me talk about the mountains. We gather to worship God, to listen for God's word, to hear God's word speaking through the scriptures, through the liturgy, the hymns, the anthems, and our prayers. And we don't come here to be entertained. We come here to be equipped. We come here so that we might better be equipped to go out into the community, back to our homes, to be God's stewards in the world, to be the disciples of Jesus Christ. And that's where I think that transfiguration story comes into being for us today. In Luke's gospel, it comes after Peter makes his great confession of faith when Jesus asks Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter replies, "You are the Messiah. You are God's King." In that confession of faith, there was, I would suggest to you, a mountaintop experience in the relationship between Jesus and the disciples. They acknowledged Jesus as their king, as their governor, as their master. But Jesus doesn't allow them to bask long in that mountaintop moment. He immediately goes on to say to them that his kingship, his messiahship, will involve suffering and death. It involves a willingness to pick up the cross, the symbol of suffering and death. Now, I imagine that you and I, when we think of royalty, when we think of being presidents or prime ministers or governors, we would tend to think first of the perks of office, the power and the prestige that comes with being in such offices. We don't think of suffering and death. We think of the power to control and direct. But for Jesus, his understanding of messiahship, of kingship, means walking with those who have no power, those who have little or no control over their life. And a week later, as if to cement what he has been trying to convey to his disciples about what his messiahship means, he takes his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, up Mount Tabor. And there, he invites them to pray. And as he is praying, his face literally changes, like Moses' face changed when he went up on Mount Sinai to be with God. In prayer, as they are there with Jesus, their perspective of him changes. His clothing becomes dazzling white. Their perspective changes as Elijah's perspective changes when he is on Mount Horeb and he realizes that God is not in the wind or the earthquake or the fire, but is in sheer silence, in the stillness. In the stillness of death, in the stillness of suffering. Now, I think that what Luke is trying to help us understand in his gospel is that in prayer, we too are transformed as we yield our life back to God. As we yield our life so that it is in line with God's way. And that we are transformed and our perspective changes as we focus our attention on God. As we allow the presence of God to shine on our life. And to flood our being. Now, our instinct is to want to hang on to those mountaintop moments. Like the builders of the Tower of Babel, we want to escape. We want to escape our responsibilities as God's stewards here on earth. We want to escape the nitty-gritty of life, the valleys of life. Maybe that's why I'm always wanting to run off to the mountains to ski so I can escape. When I was a minister at Glebe St. James in Ottawa, one of my responsibilities was organizing and leading retreats at a center in the Gatineau Hills on McGregor Lake. And as each week would draw to a close, or each weekend, depending on the length of the retreat, people would say to me, wouldn't it be great to be able to stay here? In fact, a number of them thought, wouldn't it be great if we took some of our trust fund money and we built a retreat center of our own. It was at that point I figured it's time for me to start moving on. Because the reason that we held those retreats and retreat weekends was so that we would be better prepared to be able to be of service back in the city of Ottawa, to be stewards in those places, to live and work as the disciples of Jesus. Now, like Peter, James, and John, we're all terrified when we cannot see the way ahead clearly. When we can't see our way ahead clearly and we see the nitty and the grittiness of life, there's this sense in which we want to just to hunker down, build a shelter, stay right where we are. And it's in those moments, in the hunkering down, that there is so much danger that can lead to death. For Jesus is the one who says that as we try to hang on to life, we will lose it. And that as we lose our life, we will find it. It's in the very moments of terror that we need to learn to place our trust in God and to know and trust that God walks with us and that we have the capacity to face the challenges ahead as we listen to God's whispers, as we listen to the teachings of Jesus, to the example that he has set for us. And Luke makes that clear if you read through the gospel passage, where the very next day, as Jesus, James and John, Peter go down the mountain, they meet a parent who is looking for healing for his son. He's possessed by an unclean spirit. And I think what Luke wants us to understand that that moment of being on the mountaintop in prayer helped Jesus and the disciples deal with the need that was before them. Mountaintop experience have the capacity to equip us to respond to human need. I think that's what Paul is also trying to get at in the reading from Corinthians. For in that second chapter, or third chapter rather, 2 Corinthians, Paul is urging the Corinthians to be rooted in the Spirit of Christ. I put it in the sermon title, to be like the crew of the Starship Enterprise, to go boldly where no one has gone before. Any of you Trekkies here? Oh, I see a few. See, the Trekkies, the Star Trek, the Enterprise, and what we're called to do is to cross boundaries that need to be crossed. To, if you recall in that story, and as you recall in the Gospels, it's to respect the dignity of others, to love even our enemies. To be a people who pursue peace. And that we're able to do that with boldness and confidence because that boldness and confidence comes from God and that it has been given to us through the Christ. As Paul makes clear in this chapter, a few following verses, yes, all the treasures that we have, we hold in clay pots. We are crack pots after all. But in spite of that, we're able to take the resources of God and to share them with the world. Rather than being directed by greed and pride, lingering disappointment and anger, we are called and we're enabled to give thanks for what we have, to generously and humbly share the resources that God has entrusted into our care with others, and to know the joy of being good neighbors, to be partners in mending creation and being a mending and healing presence in our world. And that's what we do as a congregation here, as a church. We seek to bring joy to other people's lives through the arts. Sunday afternoon concert series. As a church, this congregation, through the Faith in Action team, seeks to share food and fellowship with the community through Feed My Sheep program, collecting food for the food bank, partnering with World Vision to support sustainable communities, a community in San Pedro, Guatemala. We do that as we support the Mission and Service program. As a church, as a congregation, we seek to be a caring presence to our members through the UCW, men's breakfast, pastoral care visits that Reverend Kathy does, and others are doing, the finding out all of the people who care, phone each other. Ed over there drops 26 bulletins off to people scattered around the community here. And as I visit some of those people, they talk about how important that bulletin is because they still feel connected to this community. As a congregation, as we share our facilities with the community groups that Troy helps set up and Wendy organizes, we're building partnerships and strengthening our community. Now, I could go on. I could talk about the choir and the work that Louise does in terms of all of the work that you do in terms of helping enrich our worship services. The people who work on the sound and the screen, all those kinds of things are here to help us not only experience mountaintop moments, but how to be of service in the community. In your annual, that's all the way leading up to say, look, here's the annual report, and you can get many more details about it. And the kind of offering that this church provides to the community. And we are called to discern where we might go, boldly go, that we have never gone before. And for us to keep in mind, we are not alone. We're part of a worldwide fellowship that is intercultural and interracial. And in all of our manifestations, I tend to think of the church as being like the crew of that Starship Enterprise to go where no one has gone before and to go forth in faith. And to go forth with hope, rooted in God's life-giving spirit, made known to us in Jesus of Nazareth. And we do that freely, accepting our limitations, knowing that, yes, we are crackpots who serve God the very best way we can with the resources we have, so that God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Blessed be the name of God. Amen. moment for mission. The House of Lazarus is a community outreach mission program located in eastern Ontario in Dundas County near the community of Mountain. The purpose is to build and strengthen the community through forming community partnerships. And currently, the House of Lazarus is working to help establish affordable housing throughout the county, sharing food with people who have little, sharing recipes, teaching people how they might work together. It was a dream of the Reverend Alan Tizek back in the 80s that the church, the community, could be strengthened if all of the churches, all of the people would work together. And so the House of Lazarus was formed. If the mission and service giving is part of your life, thank you because you help make that ministry possible. And if you are not a member of the Mission and Service Program, please consider it. Loving, sharing resources with our neighbors is at the heart of the Mission and Service Program. Let us continue to worship God as we present our morning offering. The offering will now be received.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus,
you are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek.
Lord God, may this offering be a prayer and a promise, a prayer that Jesus may be made known through the work of this church, a promise from us that we will do our part faithfully. Amen. Pray. God of grace and glory, you reveal your presence in your world, on the mountaintops and in the valleys, in the classrooms and hospital beds, in our homes and in our churches, in nature and in city streets. Your presence helps us push past fear, and your touch transforms our doubt into hope. Creating God, there is much in this world that needs to be transformed. Where there is violence, grant peace. Where there is poverty, bring freedom from want. Where there is confusion, bring wisdom. Where there is chaos, bring order. Transform our hearts so that we might share our riches with others. Move our wills so that we can act with justice. Where there are minds and hearts that are troubled, help us bring your comfort. And where there is pain and crippling, help us bring relief and comfort. Hear the cries of all of who suffer and bring hope. We ask these things, spoken and unspoken, through Christ Jesus, who revealed your will to us and showed us the power of your love. Amen.
Divine all those
now comes that moment when we leave this place to go to be of service in our homes, in our places of work, in the coffee shops and the shopping malls. And as we gather in those places with our neighbors, we are at work with God, building a new house, a new creation. Let us go now in the peace of Christ and be the servants of Christ in our world. Amen.
People said amen.
And all the people said amen.